Right, we're going to our trader slot a little bit early this evening because we got two guests. We're going to be talking to Brett Mandel in a moment, but right up front, we're going to be talking to Brett Duncan. He's head of Standard Bank Equity Derivatives about a new product he's got. Brett, evening. Thanks very much for your time.
Evening, Tom.
You launched knockout warrants. They came a couple of weeks and they lost sometime earlier in June. Knockout warrants, very similar to normal warrants, but the knockout's the important point. What's the knockout bit?
Simon, yes, what knockout warrants are, they're warrants that have a barrier in them. What that barrier means is if a certain level is reached, that the warrant actually knocks out and ceases to exist. Now, what that does to the warrant is it actually makes it a more highly geared warrant. It makes it much more suitable for range-bound markets because that warrant has higher gearing but with a lower time decay element to it. So it's really a warrant that works very nice in the kind of market that we're seeing currently, which is one of the reasons why we've brought it out.
And, okay, so I mean, the immediate thing that people are going to say, whoa, hang on, this thing hits that barrier level, and I'm going to come to that in a bit more detail in a moment. It expires at zero value. But those barriers on the underlying, in this case, the top 40 index, they're far enough away. I mean, they're not whisker away.
Yes, but I think, Simon, one of the important things to realize is that knockout warrants are not vanilla warrants. They are for more experienced traders. So we certainly wouldn't be recommending that clients who are just starting to learn how to trade in the market would start trading with knockout warrants. But for clients that are more experienced with the market, are comfortable with the notion of what that knockout means and the added risk that gives, but what also the added benefits that gives, you find that they're a very effective trading instrument. But certainly, and I think the one thing that we would like to reiterate and one thing we'd like to make clear to the listeners is knockout warrants, very, very exciting products, but higher risk than normal warrants out there.
Yeah, I take them with a good dose of caution when you get into them. That barrier, and you've issued two, a call and a put, they're both on the top 40 index. Mm. So that barrier's on the index. So say the barrier's 18,000 on your call. If the top 40 trades at or below, that thing goes immediately.
Correct. So you have a trigger level at which point the warrant will cease to exist. And when that warrant ceases to exist, its value will be zero.
And the barrier is also the strike price, am I correct in that?
Yes. So the barrier is the strike price, and nuance for this, and not to get too complicated for some of your listeners out there, but this makes these warrants very high delta, makes them high delta movers, which for the day trader specifically is what they're looking for in these indices.
It means they move quickly and almost, you want to say.
Correct. By setting that barrier and the strike price at the same level, it makes the movement very similar to a future.
Okay. For a 1 cent move, when you launched them, you said 60 points on the index would equal 1 cent on the warrant.
Yes. I mean, those levels of movement will change depending on where the warrant is trading
relative to
its strike price. As it gets very close to its strike price, that effective gearing of the warrant, that movement actually increases quite dramatically. So, you know, where we're currently trading, you're seeing those 60 to 70 point moves giving you the 1 cent.
Mm-hmm.
But important to realize that when you start getting very close to the strike price, that, you know, it's going to be more like 20 or 30 point moves.
Yeah.
And one of the things we'd always recommend to clients, is not even just your experienced clients, but people that are coming in to trade these instruments, is be wary of trading them anywhere near the barrier because that gearing gets very, very high.
Yeah, and the market can move quick. You mentioned time decay is a lot more relaxed. I've been watching them before I went to leave in the last week that I've been back. It looks to me like sometimes there's no time decay movements at all over a couple of days.
Yeah, certainly not no time decay, Simon, but fairly, certainly much more benign than you'd get in a vanilla warrant. Really, you've got this trade-off going on. In exchange for the higher levels of gearing and for the lower time decay, you've got the higher risk associated with the knockout.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what clients have to associate. Knockout warrants work exceptionally well in the kind of markets that we're seeing at the moment. You know, these range-bound markets trading between 16,000 and 21,000 on the top 40 index. Knockout warrants far more risky, obviously, in markets where they're trading through those knockout levels because they're getting knocked out.
Yeah, they're getting...
and, I mean, I know that you yourself have traded in these instruments, and from a day trading perspective, very, very exciting, but certainly not for the novice. And once again, we would like to keep reiterating that because if these knockout levels are triggered, then obviously the warrant ceases.
Yeah, I mean, if we take, just to go back to the novice, I mean, you know, start with shares, move to share installments, move to warrants, then move to knockout warrants. This is a long way down that road of risk.
Certainly, instruments designed for day traders, and very exciting for the day trader, but certainly not where one would start trading in the market. I mean, as I always use the analogy that, you know, these knockout levels, they're kind of like Lazarus, because once they knock, these warrants don't come back from the dead.
And you issue call and put, so you can trade both up and down on the index.
Correct, yes, because of the client will be trying to lock in those very short intraday kind of moves on the market. You know, they'll be switching often from the call to the put, often even intraday from the call to the put.
Yeah. Gearing levels, what sort of gearing levels are we looking at ballpark on these as they stand right now?
At the moment, our call is sitting with gearing of about 8.5 times. And our put is sitting with gearing of about 5.5 times.
Okay, so decent levels of gearing as well. Cool.
Yes, and as I said, the important thing to note, though, is as one gets closer to those knockout levels, so within about 500 points, you'll see those gearing levels start to increase dramatically.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, if the instrument does knock out, it goes to zero immediately, which means that your gearing starts to go infinite. So once you start getting within 200 or 300 points of the knockout levels, you'll see gearings as high as 20 times.
Yeah, okay. And then you really are out in that realm of the risk levels. Just touching more generally in the market, the warrant market, it's now been going 12 years. We've seen single stock futures come. We've got installments coming. But warrants still out there, options, guys still trading them, still activity happening?
Still plenty of activity, Simon. I think what you find with warrants is that there's definitely an element of the market that certainly likes the lower risk nature of paying their premium up front and not the added risk of having margin calls of single stock futures. So very much you'll find that at certain times in the market, you'll find clients looking for increased levels of gearing, and then they'll look towards instruments such as knockout warrants or, for example, futures. But in times like this that we see in the market, the certainty of an option, a warrant, making a lot of people much more comfortable with trading with it.
Brett Duncan, Head of Standard Bank Equity Derivatives, thanks very much for your time this evening.